a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Trey, call a roll call, please.
Hager. Heinert. Olson.
Here.
Sutton.
Here.
Season.
Here.
Hullion.
Here.
Ewing.
Here. Okay, we have a quorum. There's a new set of minutes at each one of your desks that you need to replace with the ones that were in the book, and I think everyone's probably had an opportunity to review them. There was just one little glitch. At this time, I would ask for approval of the minutes.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, it's been a motion made by Senator Hullion and seconded by Senator Olson for approval of the minutes. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Minutes are approved. I guess at this time we'll ask the pages to please come forward and introduce yourselves. You can just grab a microphone on the end there. And
my name is Vanna Bolches. I'm from Platt, and I plan on going to SDSU for nursing.
Okay, thank you.
I'm Esther Swift. I'm from Burke, and I am a junior, and I'm planning on going to SDSU for something.
I majored in that, too.
All right, thank you.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Sutton.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, I'd just like to say that we're in pretty good hands today because they both happen to be from District 21, which is my district. And so we'll be all right today with the pages we have.
All right. On behalf of Senator Sutton, we're well taken care of today. I would remind everyone that's going to testify this morning to please sign in. And if you have any handouts, please distribute them to the pages and they'll get them to their respective place. Yes, at this time, the only bill we have on the schedule for today is Senate Bill 16, which is an act to revise certain provisions safeguarding law enforcement radio communications. And this is brought from the Committee on Judiciary at the request of the Office of the Attorney General. And at this time, we would ask for proponents on this bill to please come forward.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, committee members. Marty Jackley, South Dakota Attorney General. Right now, the existing law dealing with law enforcement communications, oftentimes commonly referred to as police scanners and some of the different apps that are on the phones, is contained at SDCL 24-4. Essentially, what the law sets forth is the Section 1 are a variety of definitions, including having the Attorney General define what a emergency vehicles are, et cetera, along with the sheriff. The Section 3 gives the Attorney General some limited authority to grant people permits for purpose of having these scanners or communication devices. Absent that permission from the Attorney General, essentially possession of a communication device or a scanner is considered contraband. In fact, 23-4-2 further provides that possession by a felon of any of these communication devices is a further crime. It's a misdemeanor. At the Attorney General's office, we receive about 4 to 10 police scanners a year that have been confiscated as contraband. I will tell you a majority of those really don't fit with contraband. I can give you an example. We had one instance where we had a somewhat disabled individual that couldn't be a police officer, couldn't be a first responder, was interested in law enforcement, had the scanner, wasn't committing felonies, wasn't causing problems, but I really can't give a permit for that. And so that really set the stage for needing to take a look at our communication devices. What we are asking for is a very simple change, and that is essentially to repeal all of the requirements, the permit process, and just make a very simple law, and that is that any person who possesses any device actively receiving law enforcement or emergency dispatch audio or emergency dispatch text while committing a felony. In other words, you can have a scanner, just don't use it while you're committing a felony. And if you have it while you're committing a felony, it's just simply a Class 1 misdemeanor. As indicated in the Senate Bill 70 cost analysis, there really isn't going to be a cost associated with this. We're dealing with 4 to 10 scanners, and if somebody's committing a felony anyhow, probably the least of their worries is that misdemeanor. We also have in law, and this is one part of the statute the Attorney General is not requesting to be changed, that that 23-4-2 possession by a felon is still a misdemeanor. There's a radio station exception. We looked at that, and while we don't use it very often, it probably makes sense to put in place. So really the reason the Attorney General is asking for this revision is these police communication devices and apps on your phones are very common practice. Technology's made it very easy to utilize this. There's a strong interest in what law enforcement is up to, which we think is a good thing. There's the Argus 911, a variety of different practices that, frankly, maybe don't fit with the contraband statute. It's typically a good thing when people know the presence of law enforcement. We don't see that as necessarily a bad thing, as long as they're not using it for an inappropriate purpose. The other, I think, part of it is transparency, to let people know what their government's up to. As long as people are staying out of the way of an operation or an emergency situation, we don't look at this as a bad thing. And so it's based upon that, Mr. Chairman, I would request this committee to adopt the revisions to the Officer Communication Device Statute, and would certainly make myself available for any questions at the appropriate time.
Okay, thank you. Any further proponents on this bill? If not, how about opponents? Evidently, we don't have any bad guys in here that want to defend themselves this morning. With that, we'll close the public testimony on the floor and open it up for questions or possible action from the committee. Senator Sutton.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. Question of the Attorney General. Thank you, Mr. Attorney General. I may have missed it, but I think you'd mentioned, you know, phones being able to have apps for this. How many apps are currently out there?
Mr. Chairman?
Go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Senator Sutton. We just did a quick app search, and as you can see, there are literally hundreds of them, which really makes this law archaic, that frankly, you turn on the radio, you have Argus 911. To call these communication devices and app phone apps contraband, I think would utilize law enforcement resources in the wrong direction. And I think this bill makes sense to say, look, there's a time and a place. If people want to monitor what law enforcement is doing through any of these different applications or apps for iPhones or other phones, that's a good thing, as long as you're not using it to help rob a bank or something inappropriate.
Okay, thank you. Any further questions? Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And this is for the Attorney General. Would this, the way the law was written, also cover our business band radios that we use in all our vehicles out there, that we pick up the emergency channels and we can talk to the sheriff? And
Mr. Chairman?
Go ahead.
Senator Olson, it's going to depend upon the exact device. I mean, the way it's currently defined, as you can see in 23-4-1, is very broad. Essentially, the Attorney General and the Sheriff and other authorities can define things a certain way, so there's a level of discretion. The way that we have defined it is possession any device actively receiving law enforcement or emergency dispatch audio or emergency dispatch text. So I don't know what band you're listening to, but if it were to qualify for that and you were committing a felony in that process, it could apply. But I think what you're describing to me doesn't really fit with that definition. And so, but I'd have to, it would depend upon the device, what frequency and what you're using it for.
Okay. Senator Holeen.
Well, thank you. I guess you opened it up for comments and or action, so I would move action. I would recommend do pass.
Second.
Okay. We've got do pass motion from Senator Holeen and a second from Senator Olson on Senate Bill 16, an act to revise certain provisions safeguarding law enforcement radio communications. Is there any further comments on the bill?
Mr. Chairman?
Senator Holeen.
Well, when I was being lobbied on the bill, introduced to the bill, I said, wow, I didn't know that this was illegal, because I had lots of, well, I won't call out my friends as being felons, but I have friends who listen to it just for fun, which confuses me, but hey. And I think other people have said the same thing, that they already know people who are doing this and they're good people. So I applaud the Attorney General's office for not making criminals out of good citizens. So I would recommend do pass.
Okay. Further comments? Senator Thiessen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Yeah, clearly the horse is out of the barn on this. Technology has overtaken this law completely. And maybe that's a good thing, as the Attorney General said. For my part, when I got out of the business of listening to radio communications for my whole life, I couldn't wait to turn them off. But that's a little bit different situation. I would also say that in almost all cases, what the Attorney General has proposed here as a revision is the way that it's actually been enforced for 20 or 30 years. But we should make the law be appropriate to the times. Thank you.
Okay. Senator Sutton.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I also appreciate the Attorney General bringing this forward. This just makes sense. It's common sense, and I think that's something that we can support here in South Dakota. So I encourage your support.
Okay. Any further comments from the committee? I'll put my 2 cents worth in. I was in the towing industry for 15 years, and we had radios in all of our units, and we had permission from local law enforcement to utilize them, but I do know also there are a lot of people out there listening, so I think this will clean up some language and hopefully make it easier. At this time, I'll ask the secretary to call the roll, please. Those in favor, aye. Those opposed, nay.
Hager. Heiner.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Holeen.
Aye.
Ewing.
Aye. Okay.
Chairman. Move consent.
Second.
Okay. Senate Bill 16 has, we have a motion from Senator Thiessen and seconded by Senator Holeen to add to the consent calendar. We'll a voice vote on this. All those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. It'll go on to the floor on the consent calendar. And
thank you.
Thank you for your input, and I think this is a good bill. I'll just visit a little bit about Senate Bill 64 is going to continue to be deferred to a later date. We won't have a meeting on Monday, but Wednesday we will. We will meet at 7:45 in this room, and we will take up Senate Bill 74 and Senate Bill 78. The sponsor of Senate Bill 81, which we've been assigned to, asked if we could wait until the following week, so we will hear that bill on February the 4th, which will be a Wednesday. So, is there any further business to come before us out of the committee? Okay, if not, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved. Second.
Okay, Ben. I'm going to take a stab at this. This motion was made by Senator Holeen and seconded by Senator Olson to adjourn. All those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, thank you.